here we go. Milei Sam Chachmas Lev Hashem filled up them with wisdom. La'asais to do kol meleches every labor chorosh v'chayshev chorosh craftsmanship. And chayshev is embroidery work. Okay, well we learned this is the machlekes between Rashi and Bungalas. Rashi learns the word chayshev means to work with material, ariga, embroidery, whereas the Targum learns the word chayshev means to teach. That not only was a Bezalel and Ahliyav, were they smart and did they know how to do all of these things, they also knew how to teach. They knew how to teach other people. Choresh v'choshev v'rakeim. V'rakeim is, now what is, rekima is embroidery. This ariga, choshev is ariga. It's to weave. And roikeim is to embroider. What's the difference between weaving and embroidering? I'm not really sure. I don't know. I don't really understand these things. The difference between weaving is you make the actual material. There's just a simple pattern. Ariga is where you have to actually make a picture. Where you're going to make a picture, and then you have to go and actually use the different materials in order, in a very unique way, hand by hand, to come out to draw a picture on the material. Batcheles, blue, vergamon, purple, tulashani is red, uvashesh is white, linen, that's white, v'oireg. And then here it says, arigas to weave. Okay, there are a lot of words over here. Rashi over here is not telling us over here. What does the Targum over here in this pasuk say? Targum goes on this pasuk. Targum says that ashalim imhoin chakimus. I will fill them up with wisdom. Chakimus liba. Lemad lemebatu kol avidas nagar. Nagar is wood. That's a chorosh. The amon. Amon is a choshev. See, he's not over here. The Targum over here is not translating this very well. He's just saying he's a craftsman. He's not over here talking about teaching. Vitzayar, and to make design. So he types the word roikeim to be a tzayar, designer. Betichla blue, uvi argivana is purple. Bitzva zihoiri. See, when it comes over here to the word toila shani, he adds in a word, the color of red. I think we once spent time on this. Once upon a time, we learned this. What exactly is the meaning of a toilashon? Is it a worm? A toilashon. Is it a worm? So over here, the Targum translates the word toilashon. It means the color of red. Okay, uvevutsa is linen. Umache of day. Now, what does it mean? Umache of day. I don't know what that word means. Umache of day. What does over here say in English? Umache of day. Umache of day, firewall, and the laborers and the planners. Okay, umache of day. Kol avidan umalfe umanva. Umalfe, how does he tie the word umalfe? Umalfe means to teach. Okay, so here, v'choshvei machashavos. When you put these two words together, here it's v'choshev. We spent this, I believe, a lot of time on this. Is the Targum over here? Says a tremendous, tremendous chiddush that the taich of the words v'choshvei machashavos means to teach. Okay, you had this a couple of times. We have a couple of times b'chol meleches machashavos, and this pasuk over here. What is it in this pasuk over here? Calls of clever tasks. Whenever it says choshvei machashavos. Choshvei machashavos, according to l'choshvei machashavos, to teach craftsmanship. Every time it says machashavos, it means to teach. So therefore, it's an incredible concept. We hear that Kadosh Baruch Hu, when Kadosh Baruch Hu trained Bezalel and Aliyah, not only did Hashem fill up their heads with the knowledge of how to actually make the craftsmanship of all of these items, Hashem gave them the ability to teach other people how to do. It's a pella. I never saw anyone dwell upon this. Never saw all these things. You used to learn different svarim, drush. I never saw anyone shtelzach on this concept. That umalfei uman uma uman van. to teach craftsmanship. Okay, now we go to the next pasuk. Now we go to the new parak, parak Lamed Vav. In honor of the Lamed Vav tzaddikim upon which the world stands. Mayor, do you know any of them? Mayor, do you know any of the Lamed Vav tzaddikim upon which the world stands? I'm willing to bet you that one of them is a shviga. One of the 36 has to be a shviga who puts up with the son-in-law. Puts up with a very difficult son-in-law and keeps the mouth quiet. Has to be the one of the 36 tzaddikim. You hear what I'm saying, Mayor? You there?
Why would it be a shviga? It's with the shviga that it becomes.
No, the
right?
Shviga, the shviga is from the Lamed Vav tzaddikim. Not the son-in-law, the shviga. Because
right.
The shviga puts up with
Eidim.
Okay, so in honor of the Lamed Vav tzaddikim, we now go to the next parak. Every wise man, Asher nosna Hashem chachma usfilu bohema, bohema. What does it mean, bohema? Hashem gave wisdom, bohema, in them. Lodas la'sois eskol v'lechas avodas ha'kodesh l'chol asher tziva Hashem. These are very hard psukim. They're very verbose. No, nachmo. V'asa v'tzalel v'yaliv v'chol yishacham leif. Who are the people? We have the tzalel, Oholiyav. And then we have v'chol yishacham leif. There were more people. There are more anonymous people that participated in the construction of the Mishkan. Asher, nosan Hashem chochma u'suvuna, chochma and tuvuna, two different types of knowledge. Bohema. What does that mean? That word is always a strange word to me. And all this for whom Hashem has endowed with skill and ability to perform with skill and ability, Chochma Svuna, has endowed. Okay, so it seems that in this English translation, which doesn't mean very much, Bohema, Hashem has put in them, which he translates with the word endowed. Hashem has endowed these individuals with Chochma Svuna, Lodas Lasos, to know what to do, as called Melechas Avodas HaKodesh, L'chol Asher Tziva Hashem, regarding everything that Hashem has commanded. What does the Targum say? Let's maybe get some clarification. Adar v'tzal v'holiyav, v'chol gvar chakim, liba, dihav Hashem chochma, v'such l'sonusa, behoin. So the word behema means in them, l'mida l'mebad yoskol avidas polchon, to know what to do, all of the work of the kutsha, the holy work, l'chol div paket Hashem, everything Hashem has commanded. Next. Vayikra Moshe b'tzalel Oholiyav. Moshe called to b'tzalel and to Oholiyav. Ve'el kol ish chacham leiv. Asher nos Hashem chochma b'libay. Hashem put wisdom in their heart. That's not what it says in the previous pasuk. And the previous pasuk does not say. It says chacham leiv, chochma b'libay. Here it says Asher usuna b'heima. What's the chiluk in b'heima? And nos and chochma b'liba. I don't know. Here, when it talks about Hashem did, Hashem called each chacham leiv, Asher nos Hashem chochma usvuna bohema. It's a very strange word in them. And here, called each chacham leiv, Asher nos Hashem chochma b'libo. Why did Moshe Rabbeinu say the same word as Hashem? Moshe calls to Bezalel to Oholiyav ve'el kol ish chacham leiv, Asher nos Hashem chochma b'liboy. Why did Moshe change from the word bilibo from the word bohema to the word bilibo? I don't know. Kol asher nisa'o libo, anyone that Hashem elevated their heart, mekarva el hamalacha, to bring them near to the malacha, la'asoy to do it. Okay, is there any Rashi on this pasuk? On pasuk Beis, Rashi? No, there's no Rashi Targum. Ukra Moshe l'vitzal l'ohiyav l'chol gvar chakim liba diav Hashem chochmasa b'libei called the Israeli bei. Anyone whose heart was uplifted, l'mikrav l'ividita l'mebad yosei. All right, next pasuk. Vayikhu they took l'fnei Moshe iskola teruma. Asher viv b'nei Yisrael l'melachas avodas hakodesh l'atzoy soy soy. V'hem yiviu elav od nedova b'boiker b'boiker. Okay, so now the workers came and they took the supplies. Okay, the workers came, I need gold, I need silver, I need copper, I need wool, I need argaman, tcheles. The workers who needed to do the work, they came to the collection center. and they took the materials that they needed to do their specific task. These wise men who came forward telling the people in charge, we know how to do what you need, we can do it. And they now came to get the materials that they needed. Okay, now, it says now, in this pasuk, it says, Vehem, they, who are they? The Jewish people, Heviu, they continuously were bringing Elof to Moshe, Od, Nidova, Baboker, every single morning people showed up and they brought gifts. Can you imagine a yeshiva had such a bracha? Every day, 9 o'clock, people come to the yeshiva, the line around the block, people wanting to come into the office of the yeshiva to give a donation. Could you imagine such a thing? This is unheard of. It never happened in the history of the world. People were lining up around the block to give donations. People only line up around the block to take, not to give. When you're giving away free food, giving away free, who knows what, you have lines around the block coming to take. No one ever lines up around the block to give. And here it says, when they build the Mishkan, every single day, people, they gathered in front of the Mishkan with gifts to give to the building of the Mishkan. How unbelievable. So what does Rashi over here say in this pasuk? Say, this is literally unheard of in Jewish history. No Rashi on this. Rashi couldn't say anything on this. Rashi is still in shock. Rashi read this pasuk. He fainted. He couldn't possibly write anything. Impossible. Targum, Unesivu min kodam Moshe. They took, the people, the workers took from before Moshe, Yoskol Afrashu, so all of the gifts. Di Aisiu Bnei Yisrael Le'ividas Polchon, for the work, for the service, Kudsh, the holy work, Le'mevad Yasa, to do it. And then it says, the second half of the Pasuk, it's strange why this is part of the same Pasuk. If we were writing the Pasuk, we would make a separate Pasuk for this. The Inun Maisan Le'i, they, excuse me, would deliver to him, to Moshe, owed more, Nidavta, a gift, Bitzfar, every single morning they would deliver to the Mishkan more mula, more money, more gifts. Unreal, huh? Okay, it doesn't really say anything over here. Next, Pasuk 4, Vayavo kol hachachamim ho'isim eiskol malachas hakodesh, all of the wise men who do all of the work, ish mimalachta shahima o'isim. There's a lot of repetition here. These psukim are very disturbing to really understand. Here they're called hachachamim, before they're called the chachmei lev. Here, asher nashim chachma bohema, chachma beliboy, nisa liboy. There's a whole smorgasbord here. I really totally lost. I always was lost in this. Rashi, no Rashi on this. Targum, vasoi kol chakimaya, all the wise men, the Ovdin Yoskol Avidas Kutcha Gvar Gvar me evidite the Inun Ovdin. Fine, they came. Vayoim Ril Moshe. Now look at this pasuk. They said to Moshe Lema, Marbim Hoham Lehavi. The people are bringing too much. They bring a lot. More Marbim Hom Lehavi Mide Havoida Lemulacha Asher Tziva Shem Lasaisa. The donations are more than what we need. And we don't want it, we have to tell the people to stop bringing. This never happened before. Too much money. You have your person have too much money? Never. It's not to be believed. I'm shocked that they didn't I don't know how this got into the Torah. They will bring marbim ha'amlavi mide more than the avodah l'melacha asher tziva Hashem la'asoisa. Rashi, mide ha'avodah yoiser michtei tzarecha, more than what we need. Targum, v'amaru l'moshe l'meimar, maskan amo, maskan means too much. La'ay so'o, misas, what does it mean, misas? Misas polchana, I don't know what it means. Misas, I'm not sure what it means. Polchana le'avidita le'tilu. Translation. They said to Moshe, the people are bringing too much, more than is needed for the tasks which Hashem has commanded to execute. Let's go back over here to the Targum. Maskan Amor, the nation is bringing too much. Misas, I think it means more. Okay, the word maskan means there is an abundance, and misas means more. Polchana, more work. Polchana le'evidita, more material than is necessary. Defaket Hashem le'bevad yosa, where Hashem commanded. All right, let's go further. Vayitzav Moshe. Moshe gave a commandment. Vayaviru kol b'machnet. Lemar, ish v'isha. A man and a woman. Al yasu oid melocha l'trumas ha-kodesh. No more. Do not do any more melocha. Work for the trumas ha-kodesh. Kama vayikol le'ha'o mehavi. People stopped bringing. Okay, now, what does this mean over here? Let's see over here, Rashi. Rashi here says, Vayikole l'shoy ninni, or they held back. Okay, so Moshe gave a command, and they passed a voice, a sound, an announcement in the camp saying, a man and a woman should not do any more labor for the purpose of the holy gift, and the people stop bringing. Now, isn't it interesting that back in Pasuk 4, it says, Vayavo kol hachachamim moysim, it comes like HaKadosh. Here it's ish. Vayavo moyshe lema marbim ha'am lohavi, the people. Midi ha'avadu b'loch ha'shatif, the people called the om. And when Moshe sends out the message, Moshe says, ish v'isha. Moshe sort of corrected them. Moshe corrected, don't call the people the om. Call the people the ish and the isha. More refined way. They told Moshe, marbim ha'om lehavi. Vayitza Moshe avir kol machna lemar ish v'isha. Instead of saying that the om...
You learn two things of this. You learn two things.
What do you learn?
One, that the men and the women were both doing Sariga and Ariga.
How do you know?
It wasn't only women that embroidered. The men also did embroidery.
How do you know? We don't know nothing. How
right?
do we know? No, I don't know. No one knows. I don't know.
Yeah. Everyone gave a donation. It doesn't say the men did the wood and the carpentry, the women did the Ariga.
I don't know. We don't know. It doesn't say. Yeah.
And yeah. It also goes in with the teaching, because if you're making a 20 amas by 15 amas cover for the Mishkan, it's a lot of work. So you have, let's say, 20 different people who each are making a section which gets tied together nicely. So they all have to follow the same design.
Okay.
So Bezalel has to teach these 20 people, we're going to do red, white, green, and blue, whatever it is. And this is the order you do it. And we're going to do a double knit or a triple knit. Or they did what do you remember? They have polyester. They had double knit suits, remember? So he gave them a blueprint, and everyone did their... They embroidered the sections together, so it was one gigantic thing. So he couldn't tell the arm to stop. He had to tell them individually. You can't stop in the middle of doing it. You got to finish a line. Because if you don't finish the line, the whole thing comes apart.
Okay,
so
I hear.
That's what it means.
I hear. Okay, I hear. Maybe, okay. Okay. Let's see what this is over here in the process.
It shows you. We learn a lot of things. We learn by the Egel that the men wore earrings and jewelry.
Okay.
And we know that the men knew how to knit yarmulkes.
Okay. I mean, you're making big assumptions, and you're probably right. But all right, fine. Okay, let's see. Let's see over here. This is over here, the Targum. This pasuk, pasuk 6. What does it say in the Targum? Pasuk says, Ufaked Moshe va'avaru choroizo. A choroiz. A choroizo is an announcement. B'mash risa in the camp. L'meimar, givar a man, v'itis a woman. Lo ya'avdun oid evidita. Do not do labor. Le'afroshus for the gift. Kutcha, the holy gift. And the people listen. Ufasak. Amor, the people stopped. Mila asa. Okay, so here we have a home run. We have here, the purpose of this shir is to be marbe machlekes be Yisrael and to show this machlekes with Rashi, and the Targum. Rashi only makes one comment on this pasuk. Only one comment. Vayikole. This is easy. This is easy. This shir today. Easy. Vayikole. What does mean vayikole? What does Rashi say? Lashon minya. To withhold. Why did Rashi say that? Rashi has nothing else to say. For all the words here, has nothing else to say. Lashon Minya. This goes to prove my point. Is that Rashi did not write a sefer on Chumash. Rashi wrote a sefer on a commentary. On Targum. A super commentary. The commentary, when you write a commentary on a commentary, it's called a super commentary. What is this? What is it? What did he write a sefer on Targum? Everything that Targum said is very good. Ufaked Moshe gave a command, va'avaru choroizo b'mashri sohi, and an announcement passed through the camp, le'mar, g'var avidisa lo ya'avdun oid avidita la'afrashusa, kutshu. One word Rashi did not like. He did not like this word. Ufisak. They stopped. They stopped. Rashi read this, and he said, no. I don't like this. I don't like this. And he wrote in his commentary, wrong. It's not ufisak, because ufisak means to stop. He wrote to withhold. What's the difference between the word stop and withhold? The difference is that withhold means I want to give. I want to give. It's just that Moshe said not to. So I will withhold myself from giving. Stop means I don't want to give. No more. So what was it? When Moshe said, stop giving, when Moshe says, Al Yasu Oid Milocha Letumas HaGoydash, how did they react? Did they react? Oh, Moshe says, Al Yasu? We don't want to give anymore. No more. We don't want to give. Or no, we want to give. Our heart, we're in pain. We are holding ourselves back. Our natural inclination is to give. Moshe said no. So we're holding back from giving.
That's very good with weaving. That's very good with weaving.
Weaving? What's about weaving? We're talking about general. We're talking about everything. We're talking about, let's say, giving a donation. You want to...
I'll give you an example of weaving. I'll show it in something else. You take your weaving, right? And then you have a whole bunch of string and you're weaving it together. And in the middle of doing it, you withhold. When you're stopping, withhold. When you're building wood, let's say.
Yeah.
And you're donating keresh, right?
Yeah.
So Moshe says, stop. So the guy has to finish the carriage because he can't give a half a carriage. He finishes the carriage and he doesn't take any more crushes. He finishes the carriage and that's it. He's pouring molten piece of metal. He has to finish. He can't stop the middle. He's gonna. But with weaving, you can stop. It's like sewing. In the middle of sewing, I have more things to do. You told me stop. I stop. Even though I can continue.
There's a certain emotion.
What was the last thing we were just talking about? Ariga and Ariga, right?
No, it talks about everything. It talks about everything.
Yeah, but what was the last avoda that you were talking? You started off tonight. Right?
Weaving and embroidery.
Right. So you're talking about weaving. So he's telling you to Marshall what had happened with weaving.
All right.
He doesn't stop weaving and suddenly jump, tell you the guy was making the Adonim, the gold Adonim. And I told him stop, so he withheld.
I don't want to be. I don't want to be nasty. You're saying things that I think are totally a little bit off. But if you insist, okay, who am I to say you're wrong? Maybe you're right. I'm just making a point over here that you're dead.
How do you make Adonim? How do you make Adonim?
Who says the people were not addressing the craftsmen? I think there's a fundamental problem over here. The pasuk over here is not addressing the people that are doing the work. It's addressing the gifts. There are very few people who actually do the actual construction. There are people that are coming and they're coming.
The pasuk says he told them to stop what?
Bringing donations, not stop doing the work. Donations.
So what were they bringing in the nation?
Gold.
They
were bringing
this red?
Yeah. Huh? Yeah, that's right. Gold, silver, they copper.
Bread.
They bring the materials.
Gold they got from the Machzor of Shekel, no?
No, it wasn't enough. No, there were three donations. They were bringing materials. They were bringing things. They were bringing objects. So Moshe said, stop bringing. We have enough material. We have enough craftsmen. The people didn't go do the work. There were specially designated people that were designated to do the work. But they needed raw goods. They needed material. They need wool, linen, copper, gold, silver, precious stones. They needed things. So the people, they went and they procured the raw materials. And they deposited them in the Beis HaMikdash, in the collection center. So Moshe says, tell the people, don't bring anything anymore. We have enough material. So it says they stopped. We have a machlokes between Rashi and Unkelus. How did they stop? Is it uposak or is it to be moinea? So I think it's very obvious that Rashi, here's just an example. Rashi was given a license to comment on the pasuk. He would say whatever he wants to say. Rashi, this is clear, and people don't believe me. I told this not so long ago to a very, very big Talmud Chacham. Major, major Talmud Chacham. I asked him, what do you do? Whatever. So I started getting into talking about Targum, and I told him, it's clear as day that Rashi wrote his Sefer as a commentary on the Targum. And he looks at me like I'm crazy. And he says, what? And he says, yeah, Rashi did not write a Sefer on Chumash. He wrote a Sefer on Targum. And he thought I was crazy. And then I started giving him some examples. And then, like, he just was quiet. He didn't want to admit that I was right, but he says he has to look into this more. And here is like a classic example. This is like a very good dogma. You want to go write a Hakdama to a Sefer on Targum, and to bring out this point, to give a simple example, and once you believe in this example, your entire approach to learning Rashi is different. They never told this to us in yeshiva. When we learn Rashi in yeshiva, you learn Rashi, Unkelus. They never even mentioned the name Unkelus. Yeah, you're supposed to learn Shnayim Mikra V'yecha Targum. What's that? Who learns Shnayim Mikra? It's a halach and Shulchan Aruch. I never heard this before. That Rashi is writing a commentary on Unkelus? He is. I mean, obviously Rashi adds other things, okay? You can't say it's 100%. But the basic starting point of every Rashi is, let's see what it says in the Targum, and then let us go from there. Here you have a pasuk. There's no Rashi. Come out in all these psukim. Nothing, garnished. Rashi has nothing to say here. And then all of a sudden, it comes over here to one pasuk. Moshe commands the people. They put a kruz, an announcement in the camp, saying every man and woman, they should lo yavdun oin avidita le'afrashusad kutsha. They should no longer engage in labor in honor of the truma. Which is, by the way, a very strange pasuk. What does that mean exactly? In traditional mikra, it means don't give donations. Okay, whatever. I know that's a very difficult part of the pasuk. I don't even know what that means. And then it says here they stopped. Ufisak amo mila ay soa. The people stopped bringing. Targum says ufisak. Rashi, one comment on the whole page. Lishon minia, to hold back. That's not the same as Targum. That's why Rashi made this comment.
I have the Marshal for you.
He's coming to disagree.
Hello?
Yeah.
Hello? I have the Marshal.
What's the Marshal?
Let's say one guy was going, he was bringing to Chashin. Where is the Chashin?
Yeah.
So he brings the Iris to Chashin, and Moshe says, stop. He has more Iris to Chashin in his house than he's ready to bring. And he doesn't go bring. If someone has a 10 Kerashim, he brings one Kerish, two Kerish. Moshe says, stop. He withholds from bringing more Kerashim.
Let me give you an argument. Let's say you have a person, he's getting married, and a very big gevir comes over to him and says to him, there are two gevirim, two very wealthy people come over to the family of the Chasn Kala, and they say to the family of the Chasn Kala, you know, we want to give you a very lavish gift. We want to make a wedding in the Waldorf, in the Pierre, in Kingsway Jewish Center. We want to make a very lavish, beautiful wedding. It'll cost, someone told me about a wedding, someone our share went a couple of months ago to a wedding that cost $3 million. $3 million, no joke. For sure.
Yeah, $2.5 million for the diamond ring.
No.
Chicken.
They spent on the wedding, it's not a joke, they spent on the wedding, and it was in Florida. $3 million. I'm telling you, someone in the shul comes to our shul. He told me all the details. He asked me how much you think this cost. So I don't know what I told him. After he told me some of these outrageous things, so he told me it cost $3 million this wedding. Okay, so the family, the Chasn Kala, say, listen, we don't want this gift. I don't want a wedding of $3 million. I don't want it. Do not. I'm going to be embarrassed. This is not what we do in my society. I don't want it. Please, I beg you, no is no is no. We're getting married in the basement somewhere, Chveis, whether it's in Williamsburg or in Flatbush, wherever you want to go. We're not having a $3 million wedding. We're having a simple, simple wedding. Okay, finished. So both of these people, they go away. One person says, they don't want, the end. The other person says, they told us they don't want a wedding for $3 million. So you know what? They didn't say anything about the Sheva Brachas. So we'll make a $3 million Shabbos Sheva Brachas for them instead. That's the chilik between Rashi and Unkelus. According to Unkelus, Moshe said, we don't want any more donations. Uposak. Moshe says, no more, no more. Rashi says, all Moshe said was, don't make a wedding for $3 million. But we want to give. So we'll give, we'll make a $3 million Shabbos Sheva Brachas. When it says, Vayikolei ha'am l'shoin miniyah, they had to hold themselves back. You can't hold yourself back that long. It's going to come out somewhere. So Moshe said, not this. Okay, this we won't do. But the Nedivas HaLev will explode somewhere else. So we're going to make the $3 million Shabbos Sheva Brachas. Targum says, if Moshe says no, done. Let's now go out to the restaurant. We're finished here. We're done with Pasak.
I like Rashi.
So do I.
Don't accept orders. The Akshanim.
Vayikole has a connotation is we want to give. We want. We're going to hold back.
Yeah.
But how long could you hold yourself back? It has to come out somewhere. It will come out in another oifan that's mutter. Okay, so this is a major machlokes between Rashi and Unkelus, and you see here clear how Rashi is picking up on something that he does not like in Unkelus. This little example is a dogma for the entire mahalich of Rashi throughout Chamisha Chumshei Torah. He reads Unkelus, he sees what he doesn't like or what he does like, what triggers. Everything that Rashi writes has been triggered from a nuance in Unkelus. Rashi is a super commentary on super commentary. Rashi on the Talmud is a commentary. See the chiluk? When you learn Rashi in the Gemara, Rashi is not commenting on a Targum. Rashi is reading the text. And Rashi is telling you the perish on the text. In Chumash, Rashi is not reading the text. Rashi is reading the commentary on the text and is coming to comment on the commentary of the text. It's a whole different type of Rashi in Chumash than it is Rashi in the Talmud. Okay, next pasuk. V'amalacha is a dayam. The malacha was sufficient. L'chol ha-malacha, for all of the malacha, all of the labor, la'asoy-soy-soy, v'hoy-ser, more than what they needed. Again, like I told you 100 times, the wording of these psukim is beyond my comprehension. That's the verb shutimad ma'oya. I don't even know the aleph-es. But it's very hard to really understand the verbosity of these psukim. What does it mean? What's this next? L'chol ha'malacha, la'asoy soysa. Yeah, you could translate the words. You could read English. Their efforts had been more than enough for all of the tasks to be done. Yeah, yeah, very good. You can translate the words. We all know there's a lot more going on here in this pasuk than if we only really understood what was going on, the psukim would leap off the page. If we had a videotape of what went on during that time, and we would then come back and look at these psukim, we would be so embarrassed of realizing that what we thought the pshat in the pasuk is light years away from what the pasuk really means. Because there's just too many words in all these psukim over here, and there's a lot more going on that we don't understand. And Rashi has a lot of comments. The malacha ha'isadayim, the chol ha'malacha, u'malechas ha'hava, the malechas ha'hava ha'isadayim shel Mishkan. See this expression that Rashi learns? Rashi's calling bringing a gift a malach. Rashi over here, to a degree, is coming to address this that bothers me very much. We're dealing with giving donations. Why do we keep on using the word malach? Malach is not to bring. Malach is creative labor. Creative labor. You take raw matter and you make something out of it. Over here, we're talking about donations. Why are we calling bringing from your house? I have in my home a bar of silver. I'm going to bring the bar of silver to the base, to the Mishkan. I'm going to pick it up. I'm going to walk in the street, walk into the collection center and put it down on the desk and ask the clerk for a receipt. Is that called melacha? That's not called melacha. Yet the pasuk over and over calls it melacha. Now, by the way, when it comes to Shabbos, Kodesh, Shabbos, carrying in the street Dalet Amos is called melacha. It's one of the Lamites melachas. And the fact it's the first melacha in the laws of Yitzhak. And the reason why it's the first one that is discussed in Masechta Shabbos is because of this. It's not you're not doing anything creative. You're just transferring. It's still called malacha. Here it says, U'malachas ha'havoh, the malacha of bringing ha'isa dayam, shel ha'isa ha'mitchul, l'chol ha'malacha al-shol ha'mitchul, l'asas ha'malacha ha'isa ha'mor, v'ha'isa k'ma v'ha'chvei eslibo v'ha'kois esmod. This is a grammatical point over here. Let's see over here the Targum. V'evidito ha'vis misas was more, l'chol ha'vidito l'mevad yosa v'soros, and more. I don't know, there's more. There's one point to make is that we all know that there's a connection between creation, Maisa Bereshis, and the Binyan HaMishkan. And when Hashem made the world, what did Hashem say? Shakai, She'omar Le'olamoy Dai. Enough, stop. You see here, there's a parallel of here when it comes to the Mishkan, HaMalacha Hoysa Dayam. Enough, stop. V'hoiser, and there was even more. Now that's, by the way, that's an oxymoron. If it was sufficient, then it's exact. Why then does it say v'hoiser? All right, these are some inyanim which maybe on Friday We can dwell into a little bit more on these inyanim. All right, so tomorrow we're up to Pasuk 8. Okay, Rabbi, so I thank you very much for coming and learning with me in the evening. Very special. Have a good night.
Did you try it again or not?
The mikveh is locked. I'm going on Friday. Friday we'll go to the mikveh. Beli neder. Beli neder. We'll take it on Friday. Let me tell you what. Okay? Good night.
Okay.
I have it in the shul. Okay. Friday we'll bring it to the mikveh.
Yeah, okay. Good night.
Good night. Thank you.